I'm a big fan of The Daily Show on Comedy Central with Trevor Noah.
Me too.
And Trevor Noah has a new book called Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood. Trevor Noah, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we were talking off air. You used to do radio in South Africa?
I used to do radio. My world was off in the day. It was one of the first gigs I had, like a 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot on the weekend. You know, so few callers. I knew everyone by their first names. So
I had a show like that,
too. I remember those days.
Yeah. I remember going to, we took a trip one time to South Africa, and I was in Cape Town, and I was listening late night to the radio, and there was a DJ on. I thought had the best name for a late night DJ. Her name was the G Spot.
That's so funny. And, I know the show you're talking about. That's
you know her?
Yeah.
And did you know her, or did you just? No.
I didn't know her personally, but I know the show. I know the show, yeah.
And she was so sexy with, this is the G's. But the Isley Brothers.
Trevor Noah, you have such a fascinating life, period. But the stories that you tell in Born a Crime, how did all of this happen in one very short lifetime? Because you're still such a young man. It's like you compiled lives of people growing up because your stories are so varied and so fascinating.
And, you know, it's funny when people say that. I think to myself, I lived a fairly tame life. I mean, if you think about it, the book is really 18 stories, you know, 18 chapters from my childhood. And in my head, I go, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, 18, one story per year of growing up is not a bad average to have. So if one crazy thing happens to a year, you know, if someone tries to kidnap you one year, mm-hmm. and then you're in jail the next year, I think that's like one story is enough for a year. Enough to last. Wow.
You tell the stories in Born a Crime in just have so much variation. You talk so lovingly about your dear mother. And it touches your heart. Was that a difficult thing for you to do, to talk about your mom, or was it some sort of good therapy
no,
for
well,
you?
Well, you know what the truth is. It's never been difficult to talk about my mom. You know, I'm blessed in that my mom and I have always had a great relationship growing up. You know, she's a fantastic and powerful woman. Not perfect, but mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she raised me with what she had. She raised me. I mean, you can imagine this was a woman who had a mixed-race child in a country where being with a white man was illegal, or being with a white person was illegal if you were black, and having this child was a crime. So, you know, she's a single mother that's been a single mother because of the law. And she raised me the best she could, you know. She did a great job with me. She taught me many life lessons that I only think I appreciated later on. But writing the book was great because it made me appreciate my mom even more. It made me appreciate the single mother even more. It made me appreciate the black woman even more.
Having an interracial relationship was a crime in South Africa?
Yeah, it was. It was. We had,
and that's why you call this born a crime?
Yeah, that is correct. My father, for instance, they couldn't write his name on my birth certificate. There were a range of issues that restricted us in South Africa. You know, for instance, one of the main ones was the Immorality Act that was once in the country, and that was if you were caught having carnal intercourse, as they called it, with a person of another race, black person to white person.
You go to jail.
And you'd spend up to 5 years in prison. Yeah.
And as you say, you were the living, breathing evidence that a crime had been committed.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Your father was.
So I lived in a world where, you know, I couldn't go out in public with my family. So, you know, but as a kid, the great thing is I didn't notice it. You know, I only had to live through apartheid until I was 7 years old. And then after that, the country slowly started changing. So I was lucky enough that I didn't really get to realize the full effect. When I was young, my parents just made it seem like that was life and that was normal.
How did you find the funny in all this and become a stand-up comic?
You know what? That's the thing with funny, man. It's funny finds you. I never thought of it as a funny situation. But when you're a comedian, your mind processes information in a certain way. So, you know, everything that happens to me in life, good or bad, I always find myself at some point laughing in and around what has happened. It doesn't minimize what happened, but it's just my way of coping with it. I think that's what we all do as people.
Well, when did you start performing as a child? Would you perform in school? Would you perform on the street?
Well, you were a performer.
I was a performer for the most part. I mean, as a kid, I always made my mom laugh. at school, I was really one of the funniest kids. I always had jokes. I was always thinking of new jokes to create for my classmates. And then when I grew up, I slowly realized, you know, that funny was my currency. But you must remember, comedy, again, back to apartheid, we didn't have free speech in the country until apartheid was ended, until we started, you know, having a democracy. So there was no comedy scene, per se, in South Africa. Like, there was one white comedian who was very outspoken, you know, Peter Dirk Ace, and he was arrested on multiple occasions. And that's white people. So, you know, being a comedian of color was not even an option back then. So, you know, growing up, I didn't even know there was this thing called stand-up comedy until I got a lot older.
And you had the whole music thing, because he convinced people that he, at one point, was Busta Rhymes' hype man.
What?
I'm telling you, this book, Born a Crime, you got great stories, and your mother is the giant that you have shown us in this book. Just an amazing woman.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Such a good book. Highly recommend it, especially for the holiday season gift giving.
All right, Trevor Noah. Who you have on tonight?
Thank you so much for having me. Who do I have on tonight? I've got Chelsea Handler on tonight's final show of the week. So tune in to The Daily Show at 11.
All right. Trevor Noah, Comedy. The Daily Show, Comedy Central. His memoir, Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood. Black South African mother and a white European father.
Swiss and German, yeah.
Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time. The G's spot.